The Alaska Department of Fish and Game has announced that as of 8 a.m. on March 20th, the Sitka Sound Sack Row herring fishery will be on two-hour notice. That means seiners could have their nets in the water as soon as Thursday if the department's test samples find a high enough percentage of mature roe, or eggs, in the fish by then. The Sitka herring fishery packs major economic impact into a short time span. The roe is sold to markets in Asia, and on average, the fishery, which only lasts about a week, is worth a total of nearly $6 million to fishermen at the docks. Seiners will target over 16,000 tons of herring in Sitka Sound this year. That's considerably more than last year's limit, but it's a target, not a guarantee. For the last 2 years, the herring spawn has happened so quickly that the fleet wasn't able to catch the full limit. To harvest the roe, the herring must be caught before they spawn, in the window of time between when the female fish develop mature eggs and when they actually move to shore to lay those eggs. Determining that window is the difficult job of fish and game biologist Dave Gordon. He said the department decided to put the fishery on notice this week so that they'll be ready in case things start to move fast.
And we have very large fish, and the sample that we saw yesterday was really as big as they get in Sitka Sound, 200 gram plus fish, and from what we've seen from those larger fish is when they get ready to spawn, they go, and they do it in a hurry, so we want to be prepared for that.
Once it opens, the fishery will progress in stages. There's only enough processing capacity in Sitka to handle about 4,000 to 5,000 tons of herring at once. With 48 seiners participating in the fishery, that typically means the opening only lasts a few hours, Gordon said.
You're really putting them on the fish. You know, the fish are there, and you've got 48 boats that have, you know, very huge capacity to catch fish, and it doesn't take long to get the kind of tonnage that we'd be looking for. You know, 4,000 or 5,000 tons can be caught in 15 minutes, depending on the situation.
After an opening, the fishery must then close for about 2 days to allow the processors to work through the catch. With a harvest level of about 16,000 tons, Gordon said, he's anticipating about 4 separate openings. But right now, he can't say for sure. As with everything else, it depends on the herring. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.